Well, now we've the world premiere performance of Nicola Lefanu's The Crimson Bird for soprano and orchestra, for which the BBC Symphony Orchestra is joined by the soprano Rachel Nichols, whose voice Lefanu says she had in mind when writing the work. The Crimson Bird was composed as a result of Nicola Lefanu being awarded the Elgar Bursary by the Royal Philharmonic Society, the money for the bursary coming from royalties from Anthony Payne's completion of Elgar's Third Symphony. The idea of the bursary is to support a mature composer to write a work which may push back musical boundaries, but not at the expense of accessibility and integrity. Lefanu's composed 8 operas and wanted to use a voice in the commission. So she approached the poet John Fuller, with whom she'd already collaborated, to ask him for a poem connected with Euripides' play, The Trojan Women. I asked Nicola Lefanu about the title of her piece.
The Crimson Bird is a line in the poem. John Fuller's poem is called Siege, but one of the themes of the poem is a mother, perhaps it's the main theme, a mother with a baby, and he grows up to be a young man who's caught up in conflict. Is he a hero or is he a murderer? The Crimson Bird is a wonderful image of John Fuller's. Crimson to me suggests the colour of blood, but it's also a beautiful image of the dawn and of dawning hope.
Tell us a little bit about the orchestral writing. It's a big orchestra.
The poem is very graphic. It describes in wonderful and very moving words the kind of thing that we watch on television or read about in the papers. And I didn't want just to make a pictorial score, but to find a kind of psychological landscape, what the mother was going through. So I could draw on all kinds of colours from the percussion, whether it's wooden sounds or drum sounds or the lion's roar, which in my mind is associated with death, even Brazilian cuíca drums, which sound like an anguished sigh, a very appropriate sound.
Is it a dramatic narrative?
Yes, it is. Rachel Nichols is such a wonderful operatic, dramatic soprano, and I've known and loved her voice for a long time, and so I was very clear that I wanted there to be a storytelling aspect. The baby grows up, he becomes a young man, where is he? What does his mother feel about him? So without a doubt, there's a story that unfolds across the 4 movements, from a young mother at dawn with a baby who's very happy, to the last movement, which is like a pietà. She's the woman with the dead son in her arms.
Nicola Lefanu. Well, all is ready, and now here comes Rachel Nichols, followed by Ilan Volkov, joining the BBC Symphony Orchestra on the Barbican stage to give the world premiere of Nicola Lefanu's The Crimson Bird.